First off, congratulations, Coach.
Absolutely.
That was a big win on Friday.
Yeah, big win and a big rain.
Yeah, and also you guys are ranked 13th in the state right now.
Yeah, Tim told me earlier today that they moved us from 14 to 13. That's fantastic.
How's that feel, man? I mean, when you guys started the season out, what goals did you have in your mind and your coaching staff have in your mind on where you guys wanted to be at this point of the season?
But you know what? Based on what we've done before, we thought we were going to be in pretty good shape at this point in the season, just kind of looking at the schedule. I'm not sure I expected to be 5-0, but we definitely thought we were going to be in pretty good shape.
Let's talk about Friday night. I was not able to make it out there, but I stayed right on Tim's page. You know, Tim is great, even though he was soaked, but he kept us. And a couple other friends was out there. Corey Ivory was out there. He was reporting. It looks like you guys use Willie a lot and in different positions and stuff like that. What was the game plan going in? Because Tim told me that that team liked to throw the ball a lot. And with the rain, I was hoping that it would work on our advantage, and as we see, it did.
Well, you know what? Speed is definitely our thing, and when it's pouring rain like that, it kind of takes us out of our element a little bit. So the coaches talked on the way over, and we saw what the conditions were when we got there. Like, I had a conversation with Willie. I said, "Listen, you're going to have to take this thing over." I said, "We got to stand the ground. We're not going to be able to throw a lot. We're not going to be able to do a lot." And he stepped up and did it. At 23 carries, almost 170 yards on the ground.
Yeah.
And probably 75% of that was between the tackles.
This is going to be a crazy question, Coach, but I have to ask it.
Okay.
Are you still humble? I mean,
absolutely.
And the reason why I say that is because you guys are 5-0. You know what I'm saying? You're 13th in the state. We haven't been this well in a long time. I mean, are you still humble, or are there games coming up? Because we're looking at Albany Academy on Friday, and Albany Academy played Ravenna this weekend, right? And I think they got blown out, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, are you still humble? Do you still have that, you know, they could probably beat us and our team has to work as hard as possible to win? Or do you say, you know what, we're pretty good right now. We're not going to take it easy, but I don't have to punch it into their heads that this game is as important as the next one.
No, we are definitely drilling into their heads that they have to stay humble. You know, 13th in the state and all that other stuff, that's all hype. We still want to work hard. We're out here every single day changing things, doing things, looking at what we're playing. Doesn't matter who we're playing, we're changing things based on what we see, and we're working as hard as we always work. I won't let these guys get big heads out here. They know me better than that.
Yeah, that's great to hear. In the beginning of the year, I did some coaching, not high school level, but I did some coaching, and me and myself and Kamal, we had goals, like team goals, and for the end of the year. I was just wondering, what goals did you guys have when you first started out? Because you seem like a coach that, you know, sets out with a plan, and you move forward, you make adjustments as they come up. But did you guys have any goals, and are you willing to share them with us?
Well, you know, listen, like any coach, and, you know, you probably know this yourself, everybody wants to win.
Yeah.
So, that was our goal. We decided right from the start, knowing the kind of athletes that we have on this team and knowing, you know, this group we've had since they were since they were in eighth grade, that we were going to take it game by game, and we were going to just see what happened. You know, win one, move to the next. Win one, move to the next. And that's really what we've done. Our goal is to just keep winning and just play, you know, I tell these guys, we got to play better than we did the week before. And we got to, you know, adjust, and we got to be flawless, and we got to do the things we got to do to win. And to win, I told my guys, to win in those conditions the other night, that says a lot about who we are. And these guys really stepped up and played well in just what I considered, and Tim will tell you, some awful conditions.
Yeah, I think the guys believe. I think the city believes. Another thing I wanted to ask you is that this is our last home game, right? Coming
yes.
up. What are you looking for as far as crowd participation? One thing that we had talked about was you wanted to get the word out about the JVs playing. I was able to make the JV game on Monday, and the attendance was luck. It was bad, actually. It was bad. And I'm wondering, what are you looking for this Friday? Here we have a 5-0 team, 13th in the state. What are you looking for as far as attendance at this game? And what would make you happy?
We'd love to see the crowd like we saw at homecoming. I know homecoming was two local teams, so it made it pretty easy. But yeah, listen, these kids love to see the people in the stands. They love to, you know, hear the stuff that's going on. This weekend is on Friday is our senior night. So we'll be honoring, I think I have 15 seniors on the team. They'll be walked out by, you know, persons of their choice at halftime. And it's also a varsity club night, so anybody who comes in with one of those old varsity club jackets from way back in the day, we'll get in free. So we're just trying to, you know, we're trying to get some stuff, just push some stuff around and try to get the people in the door.
Okay, I probably got two more questions for you.
Sure. Okay.
Here's a question. I'm sitting in the stands, and, you know, on homecoming, you had a band, and it was great. I mean, it just electrified the whole place, you know, and hopefully the band will be back. If you can do anything, have that band back. But a lot of people are asking, no cheerleaders. Here we are, 5-0, you know, we're 13 in the state, and I'm going to repeat that because it's a big deal, and we have no cheerleaders. I know you don't have any control of that. But how's that? You know, how's that make you guys feel? Not having those cheerleaders.
Well, when I played here in the first probably 6 or 7 years that I coached here, we always had cheerleaders, and I really don't know the reason why we don't have cheerleaders, other than the fact that I don't think anybody signs up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They have basketball cheerleaders. I don't know if it's that nobody wants to be outside. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, cheerleaders would definitely be a plus for us. You know.
Okay, and my last question. Well, question and a half. Is I want you to pinpoint two or three players that played great in this last game or in other games that might not get the recognition. You know, they might not get the write-up in the paper, but they did some things that you didn't see on the stat sheet, and we want to give them a little praise, too, also.
Well, definitely our offensive and defensive line. You never see those guys, you know, names in the newspaper individually, so those guys definitely. Russ, what you see by Willie's rushing numbers, I think we had pretty close to 280 yards rushing total.
Wow.
And, you know, those guys are the reason. And the defensive line, you know, three times we gave Cobleskill the ball, twice inside the 10 and once inside the 20. So 3 times in the red zone, all 3 times my defense stopped them.
Wow.
They didn't score. So if I had to give kudos to anybody, it would definitely be my offensive defensive line and my entire defense. And those guys just played. They stepped up. I think we were 8 or 9 quarters without giving up a point until we gave up that touchdown in the Cobleskill game.
I got to give them the clap, Coach. Hold on 1 second, man, because I was hoping you said that. I was hoping. All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to work. I will see you Friday for sure. We'll be there. I'm going to let everybody know that it's senior night. That's important, Mike. Mike Alert is a senior, and we have a couple other seniors out there. You said about 15, so it'd be nice for people to get out there. Away games. You have a couple away games after that. Is there any, like, what are the games after we play Albany Academy? I think someone was saying Shawmount and something like
that. The week after Albany Academy is the last regular season game, which will be at Shawmount on Friday, the following Friday. And then from there, there'll be a playoff meeting to decide who plays where. I think if we win these last two games, we will definitely get a home playoff game.
Okay, awesome. So
we're hoping for that.
That's even more reason for people to come out and help these guys win.
Right.
All
right,
Coach, like always, thank you for your time, man. And keep doing what you're doing. You're doing an awesome job. And Hudson, let's go.
Thanks for your support.
All right, man. Take care.
Take care.
Right. Bye. Bye.